From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
Police uncover a terror cell in Sydney, a state in the US is set to arm teachers, and Drew Barrymore shares a mortifying sex story. All that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Anzac Day, the 25th of April. We'll be back in a moment. Alrighty, we'll start in Sydney. Police yesterday smashed an alleged youth terror cell, arresting seven people in a series of raids across the city. It's believed they discovered the terror cell while investigating the 16-year-old boy who allegedly stabbed a bishop in a Sydney church last week.
Their behaviour whilst under that surveillance led us to believe that if they were to commit any act, we would not be able to prevent that. And we believed through the investigation that it was likely that an attack might ensue.
Deputy Commissioner Dave Hudson there. Moving on, hundreds of thousands of Aussies attended Anzac Day dawn services around the country this morning. As for Anthony Albanese, he attended a service in Papua New Guinea after finishing a two-day 16-kilometre journey along the Kokoda Track. Overseas now and in the US, one state has passed a controversial bill in order to prevent school shootings. Politicians in Tennessee have passed a bill allowing teachers, principals and other school staff to carry concealed handguns. Now, the bill passed despite the fact it was largely opposed by teachers and parents who protested from the gallery shouting, "Blood on your hands." To celebrity news, Friends star Courtney Cox has revealed that her longtime partner dumped her in the first minute of a joint therapy session 5 years ago. She told the Mini Questions podcast that she was engaged to Johnny McDade at the time.
We went to this therapist to talk about our boundaries, what we could and couldn't accept about each other. There's that acceptance.
Uh-huh.
Instead, he just broke up within the first minute. And I was like, what? And we were engaged. And I was so shocked. I was in so much pain. I also don't like surprises.
The good news is that Courtney and Johnny are now back together but are no longer engaged. And this is a little bit embarrassing. Drew Barrymore once made a list of everyone that she'd slept with but left it at Danny DeVito's house. Here she is talking about the awkward incident with Danny himself.
I was at that phase in my life where I was trying to make that list. You know that list of how many people have I been with?
Oh.
So.
Oh, that list.
In order.
Oh, yeah.
So in order to figure it out, I wrote everybody's name down on a piece of paper. Mm. I then left that piece of paper at your house. Did you ever come across it?
No, I never came across it.
So you never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, it's not good, is it? All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, Rafael Nadal has said he'll only play at the upcoming French Open if he feels capable enough to compete well. The 14-time Roland Garros champion conceded that if the action in Paris were to kick off today, he would not be able to participate but vowed to keep fighting for the chance to play at the tournament one last time. The French Open is due to kick off on May 20. And finally, in the NRL, Manly will wear black armbands this weekend to pay tribute to Terry Hill, who died aged 52 in the Philippines from a suspected heart attack. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.